Introduction. This book is about things no longer there in the outer world that are still very present in the mind. In it, I explore the way outer landscapes may change, but inner visions of them persist, giving meaning, jarring the senses with a very different picture from what appears before the eyes. Things No Longer There, a memoir of losing sight and finding vision, is a culmination of my desire to paint with inner pictures the scenes, memories, and emotions, the invisible landscapes that illuminate my mind, long after they have disappeared in the world outside. I began to write this book at a time when I was trying to come to terms with loss of old relationships, old homes, loss of my past from moving on and growing older. I had become aware that the important landscapes of my past were no longer there when I returned to find them. I felt a great discrepancy between what I remembered and what I saw when I went again to an old haunt and found it changed, went again to see an old lover and found her remote. My images of my past, of a scene as it was when I left it or first lived it, were so vivid in my mind that the incongruities between what I remembered and what I saw outside myself disturbed me. I decided I did not want to lose the images that were once so important to me. I would write about them, and thus hold on to those landscapes that had lasting meaning. I began writing about things no longer there in a deliberately pictorial way, painting my inner pictures to stem the tides of change. This volume represents that painting. Though verbal, the sense of it is highly pictorial. I speak of the glow of a desert at dawn, of the quietness of a coastside marsh, of the remembered chatter of girls splashing in a lake in a summer camp, of the daily rituals of a lesbian intimacy. I speak, too, of the experience of losing my eyesight. Not long after I had begun work on this book, I started to lose vision in both my eyes. Objects I previously saw in the outer world were now no longer visible to me. This experience seemed very much in keeping with my theme of disappearing external landscapes. Most importantly, my loss of sight focused my attention on the value of inner vision, those inner images that so brilliantly organize the world and that are made up of much more than visual clues, but persist through their emotional meanings. The guiding theme of Things No Longer There is the struggle to honor inner images, the important ones to each of us, especially when the outer world changes, seeming to obliterate what once was so central. Each chapter explores this theme in a different setting. Together they offer a mosaic of memories and visions, moving back and forth in time. Part one contained stories about my returning to geographic landscapes of my past and finding them no longer as they once were. Facing such loss, I create images of the invisible physical landscapes that were once so meaningful to me. In part two, I explore invisible lesbian landscapes, often hidden beneath the veneer of the heterosexual world, to highlight important aspects of lesbian social realities. In part three, on blindness and sight, I describe my experiences while losing my eyesight. I share my internal world to reveal processes of readjustment and reorientation to a world felt when not seen, to a world known through inner and constantly changing vision. In a final novella-length story presented in part four, I take the reader back to a time in my life when one particular personal relationship assumed great importance for me. I render that relationship here as a poignant, intimate drama. Each section of the book mixes stories of searching, whether for lost geographic landscapes or invisible emotional landscapes, stories of recovering past visions that stand as testimony to the compelling power of inner portraits. Things No Longer There, a memoir of losing sight and finding vision, is intended both for the general reader and as a contribution to the academic fields of qualitative sociology, feminist ethnography, and lesbian and disability studies. This book extends a method I previously articulated in Social Science and the Self, Personal Essays on an Art Form, 1991, in which I argued for the value of a subjective approach to the development of knowledge. It further elaborates themes concerning gender and identity I addressed in my studies The Mirror Dance, Identity in a Women's Community, 1983, and The Family Silver, Essays on Relationships Among Women, 1996. Like my earlier works, Things No Longer There experiments with narrative form. It provides a unique journey both personally inward and outward to various parts of the country. It is a travelogue, a set of inner portraits painted with a loving hand, a glimmer of hope, a set of words and images thrown up against loss. As I wrote each chapter, I felt I was gaining self-acceptance from valuing my inner visions, and I enjoyed the activity of writing as if I was painting. Now I invite the reader to come with me as I go birdwatching before sunrise, as I drive down the California coast, as I look for lesbians at a folk music festival, as I learn to walk with a white cane. Come with me as I look for an old love. Let my memories spark yours. Let my visions encourage your own internal pictures, for this is a book about valuing inner vision and about unusual kinds of sight. I hope it enriches the life of the reader by stimulating meaningful emotions and insights that will last well beyond the reading.